First of all, I would like to thank our co-chairs for inviting me here. It's an area, an exclusive place. You can swim before, just before your presentation. It's okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what I would like to discuss today is attosecond production from excited molecules, but also from atoms, because we will construct molecules from excited atoms, so both molecules and atoms will play a role. And I would like to acknowledge participation of my two co-authors, Mikhail Emelin and Mikhail Rybikin. Motivation of my talk is as follows. So mechanism of attosecond pulse production has been well understood. It is nonlinear response of atoms and molecules at ionization by strong femtosecond pulse. And as we heard already this morning, pulse duration seems to mean Milan. They already got 130 attosecond. And actually, next step is how to find the best way to increase efficiency for attosecond pulse production. How to do this attosecond pulses controllable, both in temporal domain and the spectral domain. And one of the ways how you can increase essentially the efficiency of attosecond production and also to control temporal and spectral properties is to use excited atoms and molecules and to play electron wave packet dynamics around atoms and molecules. And it will be quite useful for us, the last point here, so that on this road to understand more classical than quantum mechanical intuition may sometimes be helpful. What can we do to maximize the amount of electrons contributing to Bremsstrahlung? Is it a pointer somewhere here? This one? First of all, what I will do, I will try to use fast single cycle ionization so that almost all electrons which are released in the process ionization can come back and interact with the ion core. In this case, I will not lose a part of electron without recollision. The second point, I will use mainly electrons with large collision radii rather than electrons that collide directly to the ion core. And I will demonstrate that the contribution of electrons with large radii, I call them non-Corcum's electrons, they may be much, much larger than contribution of those electrons producing plateau. Then, together with those two things, I will prepare in the proper way initial electron excitation in atoms, vibration excitation in molecules. I will orient molecule against the Lazar field in a proper way, and also orient molecule against the direction of pulse propagation. And when I use all together, I can count the efficiency up to 10 to the minus 2, maybe 10 to the minus 3. So how to do that? First of all, let's start with single cycle ionization, and I would like to refer several papers written about 10 years ago, and there was also experiment. To understand the idea, let's come first of all to the Corcum's curve. It is recollision energy per phase when electrons are released, and this curve actually it is a cross section of this surface here, where the parameter beta, I will tell you later what this parameter means, is zero. This parameter beta is the rate I switch on the envelope of electric field. You can see that increasing beta, I can have more and more electrons which collide back. And there is a value of beta around 0.3 in the case of exponential profile, and just it can be done just analytically. When all electrons in the classical, from the classical viewpoint, all electrons which are released, they come back and collide with the core. I don't lose electrons at all. And the idea is that when I increase the returning field, I can capture electrons and force them to come back. Another point here is the energy of recollision increased tremendously. You can see that in comparison with this value, I can have about an order of magnitude higher values. And this was actually was demonstrated in one of experiments, as I remember, in Nernin group. So that's why to enhance the efficiency of attosecond pulse production, I will use pulses with rapidly increasing amplitude. The second point, what about electrons with large collision radii? To demonstrate their role, I will show a couple movies now. I will work with 3D modeling. It will be both computer experiment and pure theory, and we will have Schrödinger equation, and we will switch on the electric field quite rapidly here, and the potential will have this standard Coulomb singularity. I will take the first symmetric excited state of hydrogen to a state, and this is the initial distribution. It is here, and let's see what will happen with the electron wave package when this electron is detached from the ion core. So you see that for such a large field here in atomic units is approximately one, and here I have ionization, and ionization is I ionized immediately all electrons. The field is quite high, and then if this wave package collides back, I produce this structure. What is interesting? First of all, I have almost classical picture for electron dynamics here. And you can see that the majority of electrons, they collide having large radii, because only this small portion, you see these black points here, it is because of interference of electrons which collide directly to the core, directly to the Coulomb singularity. And those portion is very small here. Mainly electrons interacting with Coulomb potential have large radii. And you know that in the problem of Coulomb potential, the contribution of large radii is very, very important, because you integrate over them, the potential is long scale potential, and that's why you cannot neglect the role of the most part of electrons which travel quite far from the singularity. Then let's look now what is the temporal and spectral structure of this response. It is something like this. It is dipole momentum, and you see that this is the event when I detached electron wave packet from the atom, and this is recollision. So this is attosecond burst which is produced in this case. If I take the spectrum of this dipole momentum, is something like this. And you will have three parts on this spectrum. I will do some kind of wavelet analysis, and I would like to show you which portion of this response corresponds to each part of the spectrum. This part produced this green curve. You see that it corresponds to the very beginning of the spectrum, for quite small harmonic number. And if I take this portion, it is the rest. Then, in this part, in this blue part, there are actually two groups of electrons. This one, it is weak interaction of the main part of electron with large collision radii. Those are non-Quarcomb's electrons. And here in the tail, it is the part which corresponds to strong interaction of the very small part of electrons which collide directly to the Coulomb singularity. You can imagine that the energy which sits here is many order of magnitudes larger than energy which is in the tail. Well, again, I would like to demonstrate this move because it is quite methodological. If I ionize in the very rapidly increasing field, so you see the structure, so it is round shape wave packet which travels, and it is quite easy to describe it in an analytical manner. And then after this collision occurs, almost nothing happened with this distribution, just the same round shape with a small portion which corresponds to the plateau. Of course, what I describe here can be treated analytically, and this is what we will do. But here I would like to make a bridge in between the regime I discussed here and the standard regime and typically people discussed with the, where harmonics are taken from electron with small collision radii. And this is a kind of cartoon very close to what Alexander Puchov published several years ago. Probably it is a bit more self-consistent. Here there is a plot which demonstrate you the efficiency of high harmonic generation. It is the axis which corresponds to energy. Here it is the axis which corresponds to what part of psi function remains in the core. If I take one, it means that ionization is per period. It's very small. Almost all electrons are inside. If I take zero, it is just what I demonstrated in my movie. And then you can see that if you increase the velocity of recollision, you certainly will see two parts on the spectrum. One part with less energy corresponds to the Quarcomb's electrons. And the position of this part scales proportional to V squared, proportional to ponderomotive potential. And there is this part, which actually will be the main player in my talk here, which corresponds to the attosecond burst with very high energy inside, but scaling is proportional to velocity, proportional to the field. So what we will do, we will describe really how you can increase efficiency in this part of the spectrum and how to control this part of the spectrum. Well, now how to make this bridge from what I started to discuss to what is usually understood as the recollision phenomenon. Let's take now this curve and spectrum which I demonstrated, and let's now decrease the amplitude of electric field having the same form of the driving laser pulse, and let's see what will happen with this portion and how spectrum will be changed. So I will start from the large value with the picture which was already described. If I decrease the electric field, you see that this attosecond burst broadened, and also there is some, it is not probably well seen in the screen, but you can see that there are some small ripples here in this area, which actually corresponds to the Corcoran's electrons. They are here, not well seen yet, but they are. And you see also that there is a cutoff here. So this portion corresponds to the Corcoran's electron. This portion corresponds to this guy. And this portion corresponds to this event when they detached electron from atom. So they are all well distinguished in this picture. Let's decrease the field again. You see this is the increase of the role of this electron with decreasing cutoff value. Again, there are three areas in the spectrum well distinguished here. But then if I decrease the field even more, I produce something like this. So I mix all these parts on the spectrum, and cutoff is now somewhere here, and here I cannot more distinguish between those three parts on the spectrum. So again, in the typical part of, so as a typical picture of the response, there are three parts, and the energy which sits here is much, much more than the energies here. Then let's now compare two dynamical pictures here. It is for large field, and this is for small field. And I will stop this one for a while. And here, just you can see almost what we have observed for in the previous movie. And this is for the small field when contribution of Corcoran's electron is quite large. You see this not full ionization, and at the second half cycle there is ionization to the right, and this is this interference which produced Corcoran response. So well, you really can distinguish different regimes with the different roles of electrons with large radii and small radii. Then what about using different excitation states in atoms and molecules? Playing with this attosecond response for electron with large radii, I can solve this problem analytically, and I can produce analytical formula for the profile of attosecond pulse and from the spectrum of attosecond pulse for any kind of initial excitation. To begin with, I take symmetrical excitation. It is non-excited, it's first excited, second excited state, and this is just how they look in theory. And to show you what is the idea in increasing the efficiency using excited state, I now compare two situations. It is non-excited state, and this is 3S excited state. You see that if I take narrow distribution of the psi function, which corresponds to non-excited state, it disperses very rapidly in the continuum. And that's why smaller number of electrons come back and recollide. While in the case I have enough wide initial distribution, like in excited state, I don't almost observe the dispersion in the continuum. That's why more electrons come back and interact. And the result is something like this. You see that almost all electrons come here and collide back. Certainly, using excited states is profitable from the viewpoint of increasing the number of interacting electrons. And it's just the third idea I use to increase the efficiency. So, again, as I already told you, it can, this problem can be solved analytically. It is like three-step problem, but I use this three-step formulation for the whole electronic wave package. So at the first stage, I take this wave packet from the initial state, then I accelerate in vacuum, and then I compute or calculate recollision. So these are result of theory. For example, you can find what is the evolution of the psi function in the centrum of the wave packet. And to compare, I took non-excited first and second excited states. And you can see that over this axis, it is atomic units. Half period of Tysop fire corresponds to approximately this value. And you see that in the initial stage, I have large number of electrons, but very rapidly, due to very fast dispersion, it decreased, and excited states become more profitable. This is what will be the form of the pulse colliding back. This is a formula. You can extract all asymptotics in this formula. And this is the profile of the attosecond pulse. This is just this formula, and you can calculate very easy the result. If you compare first, second, and third stage, you see, look, figures here. -4, here -3. Here it is -2 if I increase the number of excitation. And moreover, the pulses for larger n becomes shorter and shorter. It is an additional profit. This is how you can compare analytical result with computer result, and coincidence is quite good. And here, look at this figure. It is a linear part of response, and it is attosecond pulse. They are almost the same in the amplitude. It is the role of those factors I use for to increasing this efficiency. It is also important result if I compare the overall energy which is emitted when I ionize from the non-excited state and the first excited state, the ratio is approximately 35. And if I take the position of harmonic number 100, the ratio is approximately 10 to the 4. This is the increase of efficiency. How short this attosecond pulse can be? You can calculate, and there are several limitations. Of course, you would like to drive your pulse with a larger amplitude, but if you drive with a larger amplitude, you have to take into account the Lorentz force effect, and the Lorentz force effect is one of important limitation in this theory. The upper picture is just movie without Lorentz force effect, and this is including Lorentz force effect. You can see this effect that there is no collision to the center for this kind of the field, and instead of this black curve, I have this red curve. Together with decrease in efficiency, I have stretching attosecond pulse also. So there are several limitations, and you analyze them, make some time frequency analysis. The result is something like this. First of all, you have, if you take second harmonic of Tysop wire laser, you have an optimal excitation state for symmetrical distribution. It is around n equal to 4. And the minimum pulse duration can be made approximately 10 attosecond, maybe a bit less. So it is the strict theoretical result. Now coming to molecules. So I have used several effects. Now I would like to also to use excitation in molecules to increase the effect even more. For a molecule, I can use actually the same effect when I use these so-called delocalized electrons. So for excited atoms, what demonstrated here is the role of delocalized electrons. They have small values of momentum when they are inside. In molecules also there are these electrons. And these electrons play a very important role in molecules. They make molecule just as a molecule because of these delocalized electrons, ions are interacting inside the molecule. So there are by definition, there are many delocalized electrons. And I will use these electrons to produce Bremsstrahlung. Large ion spacing is better. To begin with, I will take H2 plus ion, which can be also solved sometimes analytically. First, we'll drive this molecular ion in the direction transverse to the axis, taking different spacing, different initial spacing. This spacing corresponds approximately to the steady state in H2 plus, and I will then increase. You see that, again, to compare with, there are three different cases. And the first case is something like ionization from an atom. This is collision event. This is. So you see that in the second case, due to this specific diffusion process, when two Hamm distribution due to diffusion produce one Hamm, essentially in the centrum, I have much more electrons colliding back. Here I produce interference structure, and the majority of electrons they propagate just without interaction. We have demonstrated that there is some optimal spacing between hydrogen atoms to produce the maximum response. It is approximately 7.2, three times more than steady state. Now about orientation of molecule, let's rotate now the molecule, and the direction of electric field is this one, and I take different angles. And you see that the spectrum, which is produced by those attosecond pulses, they are very different again. If I start from the perpendicular case, which I just shown in the previous movie, and make the angle, I produce this feature, and this feature is moving, and there is a lot of energy which is here. So you can really control the position of this maximum on the spectrum. And if you compare a perpendicular and longitude and orientation and parallel orientation, the intensity in the harmonic number 250 is 10 to the 10 more in this case in comparison to this case. So what is the reason? The reason is that I engage now interference between two portions of electron wave packets coming from different area, from here and from here. And you can compare what is the role of this quantum mechanical interference and how quantum mechanical interference can produce 10 to the 10 increase in the efficiency. So this is longitudinal, this is 45 degree, and this is perpendicular orientation. What I observe here, I have a pretty nice grating structure. And this bunched electron wave packet, collides back and is scattered. It is accelerated, and it is obvious that this guy will produce well-defined maximum in the spectrum. This maximum corresponds to just to this periodicity in the splitting. So quantum mechanical interference for this case produce very strong effect, and by taking different initial spacing in the molecule, you can change the periodicity of this grating. You can control the spectrum of attosecond pulse. You see this dependence here for enough large spacing d equal 20, and the difference is really huge. Now, I would like to just very briefly to mention another interference effect. Because I have spacing in the grating, and I have spacing between nuclei in the molecule, I can have a kind of secondary interference here. Compare these two cases. In this case, scattering or Bremsstrahlung by a different bunch of electrons is produced in phase. You see, minimum here corresponds to minimum here. If I take this grating, I have different effect. Here, scattering at this centrum is in maximum, here it is in minimum. So, in this case, the position of the maximum will be very sharp. In this case, I produce minimum just in the center because of this antiphase interference. And it is a very nice picture which can be analyzed also on this dependence. It is internuclear distance, it is harmonic number. And you see, so this guy moving when I change the internuclear distance. And there are some islands. Maximum corresponds to this constructive interference, and minimum corresponds to the destructive interference. So it is double interference effect, quantum mechanical interference producing bunching, and then electrodynamical interference producing scattering with in-phase or anti-phase structure. This stuff can be also analyzed analytically, and you can produce the position of the maximum. You can control and put your maximum in the area you like. For example, if you are interested in the water window, take the corresponding portion here, which corresponds to the specific angle, and put it here. You can fill in exactly the water window. Well, then the final picture. Now, I will collect all this stuff. I will collect all what I have produced to increase the efficiency. And I also will take into account effect of worsening this interaction due to Lorentz force effect. So what will be, in my opinion, the best and the optimal case? So this is an example. I will take H2 plus, large internuclear distance. I will take 2s state, electronically excited, I will use this non-quorum electron to produce very strong, very high efficiency transformation to the attosecond range, I will try to decrease the role of Lorentz force effect. How I can do that? So. The direction of pulse propagation is to the bottom. It is without Lorentz force effect. It is not a good thing. And this is with Lorentz force effect together with all these factors. And you see that this guy collides directly to the center. So this is just the play different factors here, which actually demonstrate that using excited electronic and molecular states, using these electrons with large collision radii, and using proper orientation of the molecule against the electric field, can produce very high efficiency in transformation of energy from IR to attoseconds. So that's it. 20. D is 20. Bohr, right? That's all. Thank you for attention.
I'm a little bit worried about non-Corkum electrons because it's not clear to me that the single atom contribution from those is going to phase match, because it's not clear that it's anything other than Bremsstrahlung.
It is the same Bremsstrahlung.
Yeah, but then how do you know this will phase match?
Phase match?
Yeah. I mean, how do you know that you will have a constructive interference between all of the atoms?
You mean phase matching when the pulse is propagating over some distance in gas and plasma?
The phase matching in the medium.
It is just the same. The point is that in all this Bremsstrahlung, you can separate two parts. One part, it is just the very standard problem in classical physics and classical mechanics. When you investigate collision or scattering from Coulomb singularity, you have to take into account large collision radii. The role of them is very high.
Oh, sure, I appreciate that.
Because it is long-range potential. Ah. Okay. Then, if you take particles which are scattered, you can always distinguish two parts. One part, they collide directly to the center, which is a classical picture. And another with large radii. And you can distinguish contribution from one and with one and another. So, in the overall response, you always have these two parts. They have nothing with phase matching. Phase matching is the same as it is for Corkum electrons or for non-Corkum electrons. I would like only to stress that there is a lot of energy which sits in another part of spectrum, scales known as a V squared.
But the non-Corkum electrons recombine to the ground state.
No. They interact from the viewpoint of quantum mechanics. They interact. It is some kind of semi-classical interaction. Mm-hmm. It is the interaction when the electron wave peak or electron trajectories they only small change the angle quite small. That's all. They don't interact to the central part, and it is very easy to understand if you artificially remove the central part, what remains in the centrum. So you produce this effect, which is exactly connected with large radii.
I must talk to you about that after.
Other questions?
Does it really mean that elastical part of collisions is very important in compare what Corkum model show?
You can call them elastical part, but nevertheless there is a small portion of energy which comes to the Bremsstrahlung also. Actually, in this case it is not very small. It is 10^-3, but still you can call them elastic. Well, again, what was demonstrated here, that if you take the psi function, which is really produced from an initial state in the atom, non-excited or excited, if you take this psi function, if you disperse this psi function in the vacuum, and when you collide this stuff back, the energy which corresponds in Bremsstrahlung, which corresponds to interaction of electron with large radii, which don't interact to the ground state. That's why I call them non-Corkum electron. Is much, much, much larger than the energy which corresponds to this Corkum part.
Did I understand correctly that in your H2 plus calculations you are keeping the nuclei clamped during the calculation?
Oh yes, because it is only half period of infrared.
Right. But I mean, of course, you realize that as you remove the electron, those two protons will start repelling each other.
Yes,
severe.
The role of this process is quite small. If you have several periods, maybe four, five periods, you can see some change in the position of this ion. And indeed, it can produce a very strong effect to high harmonic generation. There is a paper we just sent to publication when we investigate this role here. But for half period of Tsf4 or second harmonic of Tsf4, it is a very small effect.
Maybe one last question.
Okay. So if instead of a single excited state, you consider a coherent superposition of several excited states, 1s, 2s, 3s, and so forth, that will correspond to a radial oscillation of the electron cloud. Can you imagine that if you consider ionization and recollision of such an electron,
yes,
it will focus right onto the ion at the recollision moment?
Yes, you can do that. The point is that it is a linear problem. Because it is a linear problem, you can calculate it very easily. You can take different initial state, non-excited and excited, and do all what you have done, then calculate interference and to calculate this dipole momentum. It is just the same. The effect is the same. So the role of large collision radii.
Okay, so let's thank the speaker again.
Thank you.
And we come to the second talk of this session, which